15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
Is that Shakespeare?
Nope, it's Geico.
Yeah, that's Shakespeare from one of his unpublished works. Oh, it be not for awakening. Nay, giveth thou the berries. For 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
Nope, it's from Geico, because they help save people money.
Well, I hate to break it to you, but Geico got it from Shakespeare.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
Good afternoon. Would you like to try a free sample of our double fudge brownie?
Oh, sure. Mmm, that's very good. I'll just take one more, just to be sure. Yep, still very good.
Some things never change. Like never being able to take just one free sample. And Geico saving folks lots of money on their car insurance.
Mmm, is that macadamia nut I taste? Let me take one more.
Sir,
Yeah, I thought so.
15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
Hello, everybody. I'm Ed Robinson, and welcome to another exciting edition of The Robinson Show. On the program, I have him back on. He is Matt Loopy. He is the host of the Birds Badger podcast, and he's also a contributor to Eagles Nation. The podcast is dedicated, and the website is dedicated to Philadelphia Eagles content. On the program, we discuss the firing of head coach Doug Peterson, the hiring of head coach Nick Sirianni, the Eagles quarterback situation, and the 2021 Eagles season, and more. Matt is coming up after the break. Stay tuned. You're listening to The Robinson Show.
Good afternoon. Would you like to try a free sample of our double fudge brownie?
Oh, sure. Mmm, that's very good. I'll just take one more, just to be sure. Yep, still very good.
Some things never change. Like never being able to take just one free sample. And Geico saving folks lots of money on their car insurance.
Mmm, is that macadamia nut I taste? Let me take one more.
Sir,
Yeah, I thought so.
15 minutes could save you 15% or more. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
Is that Shakespeare?
Nope, it's Geico.
Yeah, that's Shakespeare from one of his unpublished works. Oh, it be not for awakening. Nay. Giveth thou the berries. For 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
Nope, it's from Geico, because they help save people money.
Well, I hate to break it to you, but Geico got it from Shakespeare.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
Make getting a great night's sleep your New Year's resolution with Mattress Firm's year-end sale. Hurry in for savings of up to $300 on our top-rated brands like Sealy. Plus, get a free adjustable base when you spend $699 on Sealy. Or save 50% on select mattresses from Sealy and get a queen mattress for just $299.99. Don't wait. Shop in-store, online, or by phone with a sleep expert for these amazing deals. Only at Mattress Firm. Offer valid with qualifying purchase. Restrictions apply. Valid at participating locations only. For offer details, visit mattressfirm.com/sale.
Sweet aromas of the apple fritter, cinnamon roll, and blueberry muffin are hard to resist. So making it home without reaching in your McDonald's bag is no easy task. But nothing worth doing is easy. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
At participating McDonald's.
You might not think that a few simple words could make you crave McDonald's breakfast sandwiches. But if you listen closely to the sound of me saying McGriddles, McMuffin, you might be wrong. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba. The sweet aromas of the apple fritter, cinnamon roll, and blueberry muffin are hard to resist. So making it home without reaching in your McDonald's bag is no easy task. But nothing worth doing is easy. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
At participating McDonald's.
You might not think that a few simple words could make you crave McDonald's breakfast sandwiches. But if you listen closely to the sound of me saying McGriddles, McMuffin, you might be wrong. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
Is that Shakespeare?
Nope, it's Geico.
Yeah, that's Shakespeare from one of his unpublished works. Oh, it be not for awakening. Nay, giveth thou the berries. For 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
Nope, it's from Geico, because they help save people money.
Well, I hate to break it to you, but Geico got it from Shakespeare.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
All right, let's be honest. There's only one Nick that people in this town know and love, and that's Nick Foles. Maybe even Jolly St. Nick, and that's debatable at best. But here comes Nick Sirianni. CBS3's Kimberly Davis has fan reaction to the news.
You can get a little bit more.
The long wait is over. CBS3 has confirmed the Philadelphia Eagles are set to hire Nick Sirianni as their new head coach.
I like it. A lot of people are saying they don't like him. But I think it was a good move.
At some point, get vertical.
Fans don't know a whole lot about Sirianni, but what they do know has them encouraged about the Birds' future.
We definitely need a little change-up in our offense, so I do know he's the offense coordinator, so I feel like that'll be like a nice little change.
The Eagles conducted an extensive search after Doug Peterson was fired last week. They interviewed a host of candidates, including Eagles running backs and assistant head coach Deuce Staley.
I think it's disrespectful to Deuce Staley that they hired this guy. I think because Deuce is black, he wasn't even in the running for consideration, because let's look at how many black coaches there are in the NFL.
After 6 years as an Eagles player and a decade more as a coach, Deuce was overlooked for the 39-year-old Colts offensive coordinator.
I think that Deuce should have been a coach because he's been around the longest. He knows the system. They bring somebody else in. And if I was, I know he's not going to quit. He's going to stay. But I just think it's disrespectful. At some point, we got to start standing for what's right.
Harold says Eagles Nation has lost a fan because of the move. Sirianni has spent at least 11 years in the NFL, and the remaining Eagles fans are hoping Sirianni can help turn the team around.
We definitely need some wins, and we definitely are looking for another Super Bowl.
After 1 year as the...
All right, everybody, welcome back to the program. Never a dull moment in the city of Philadelphia, and never a dull moment when it comes to Eagles fans. Some are happy about the recent move. Some are not so happy about the recent move. The Philadelphia Eagles, of course, you know, fired their previous head coach, Doug Peterson, and they hired former Indianapolis Colts offensive coordinator Nick Sirianni as their new head coach. And to talk more about that hiring and the Peterson fire, among other things, let's welcome him back to the program. He is the host of the Birds Banter podcast, Matt Loopy. Hey, Matt, welcome back to the program.
Hey, Ed, how are you doing? Thanks for having me.
You're welcome, man. Thank you. I'm doing pretty well. Thank you again for taking time out of your busy schedule to be on the program. Let's start with the firing of Doug Peterson, 4 seasons in Philly. Five seasons in Philly. So give me your highlights and lowlights from the Peterson regime.
Yeah, so obviously the highlights come from his Super Bowl year. Nobody really expected him to come in, especially his second year. Nobody really knew too much about him as a coach when he was hired in 2016, and then he was brought in to kind of build this, I wouldn't say dynasty, but build a competitive team with Carson Wentz as Carson Wentz was drafted. Rookie season had its ups and downs, but there was definitely promise for the two of them. And then the Super Bowl year, I mean, everything went right for the Eagles. There were so many injuries, but they just kept competing. They kept winning, obviously beat Tom Brady in the Super Bowl. And I think just the highlight that came from it was, like, the character of Doug Peterson. You know, in these mic'd up videos and everything, you can see how much he loves the game and how much players respect him. I think the lowlights came from these past 2 years where he started to lose the team a little bit. He wasn't calling the correct plays. Fans would always get frustrated with him. I think it was the right move to get rid of him, but it's crazy to think that just, 3 years ago, the Eagles were hoisting the Lombardi Trophy with Nick Foles and Doug Peterson. Now both of them are gone.
Yeah, that's hard to believe, man. I mean, that team, and again, if you look at it on paper, Philadelphia with great talent, with Carson Wentz, and of course you mentioned with Nick Foles, the Super Bowl year, man, the Eagles were definitely riding a high, and I think that was the best defensive showcase that the Eagles had during the Peterson administration. I think sometimes the Eagles can get a bad rap. In the past, they've had a bad rap for not having proper linebackers. The secondary has just been beat up, but that Super Bowl year was phenomenal, Matt. Let's stay with Doug Peterson for a moment. There were rumblings going around. I was listening to a lot of the media outlets in the Philadelphia area, and the decision, really the nail in the coffin in terms of the Doug Peterson firing came from, they were saying reports that Doug wanted to possibly roll with Jalen Hurts as the starting quarterback, but Jeffrey Lurie and Howie Roseman and the rest in team management were saying, well, we want to roll with Carson Wentz, and rightfully so, because they signed him to that big contract extension just a few years ago. Do you have any more information in regards to the direction that Peterson wanted to take at the quarterback position and what Jeffrey Lurie and Howie Roseman wanted to do with the quarterback position?
Yeah, so I've been hearing about, or I've been seeing about the same things. It's interesting because when the Eagles drafted Jalen Hurts, it seems like it was a unanimous decision between all the executives and the coaches. They were like thinking the NFL is going to develop into this two quarterback league. I don't see it happening anytime soon, but they wanted Jalen Hurts to come and develop him into this asset, whether they use him in the future or not, whether he's traded, try to flip him for a better pick. But I think with Doug Peterson, there was a big disconnect between him and Carson Wentz. We saw that all throughout the season. There are reports that came out since the season has been over. Carson Wentz and Doug Peterson just didn't get along. So I think with Doug Peterson, I think he's very power hungry. He wants to be the man in charge, and if someone's standing in his way, he's just going to get rid of him. That's why we see when these coaches come in, we saw Mike Groh as the offensive coordinator last year. We see guys like Rich Scangarello, Aaron Moorhead, guys hired this year to try to revamp the offense, and they seem like they have no input whatsoever. So I think Doug Peterson, when he's faced with conflict, I think he just decides to shut them out. I don't think that's a very good trait to be a leader, especially a head coach in the NFL. So I think, in my opinion, Carson Wentz presented an issue because they did not get along. Carson Wentz was not developing properly, but it was probably more of a conflict between them than his talent on the field. And Doug was probably just saying to himself, hey, I got a quarterback right behind him. I'm going to roll with Hurts if Carson's not going to get along with me.
What do you think the conflict between Doug and Carson came from? Do you think it came from maybe the after the Super Bowl year, or do you think it was more so how his injury was being handled? What do you think this conflict came from?
Yeah, I think it starts in 2017 when the Eagles won the Super Bowl. I mean, I don't think that the conflict started then, but I think that's when Carson Wentz started to get into this foul mindset, I would say. He sees Nick Foles win the Super Bowl. He knows he can do it himself. He was the best quarterback that year, no doubt about it. And he sees everything taken away from him. The next year, it's taken away again. Another playoff appearance from Nick Foles and the Eagles, a playoff win, actually. And Carson Wentz is staying on the sideline 2 years in a row, and he's thinking to himself, like, this should be me. Yes, they do reinforce their relationship there with the contract extension that offseason, but soon after, you see Jalen Hurts drafted. I think that was just the nail in the coffin, like you mentioned earlier, that, you know, he's been – I wouldn't say he felt betrayed earlier in his career, but he wants that reinforcement. Like, you're the guy. We need to give you the opportunity to show that you're the guy. Draft some offensive firepower. Get a better coach around you. And then all of a sudden you draft a quarterback in the second round when there's other offensive players on the board. I think that just kind of ticked him off a little bit. I think he handled it very well at first. But since then, you could tell there's a lot of conflict in the Eagles locker room. And I think he wants to be a competitor. I completely respect that. But if you're not backing up on the field, you have no right to start lashing out against your coaches. You got to back it up. You see Aaron Rodgers, quarterback drafts in the first round. He goes on to have an MVP caliber season. Same situation with the Eagles. Draft a quarterback in the second round. Carson Wentz is one of the worst quarterbacks in the NFL.
Yeah, man, it's always tough in the National Football League. As you mentioned earlier, that player-coach, that quarterback-coach relationship has to flow, especially in the NFL. And when it doesn't flow, man, when quarterback and a coach relationship suffers, the rest of the team suffers, and then it bleeds right up to management. And as we see right here, and as you explained so eloquently, that the Peterson and Wentz relationship was fractured, and they made the decision, and, you know, we have a new head coach. So Doug Peterson is fired, and now we have the new head coach, Nick Sirianni. Nick Sirianni was the former coordinator for the Indianapolis Colts. Did you know anything about him prior to the Eagles hiring him?
I knew of him just because I kind of followed the Colts a little bit. I mean, I'm up to date with all NFL teams, but I knew of the name. I didn't know too much about his background, and it was interesting because he came up so late in the process of interviewing, and that's actually because he was offered an interview early when the Colts were still in the playoffs. They were saying, hey, we're interested. And at first he said, like, I'll get back to you because I'm focused on the Colts right now. He's not going to be a coach that's like, hey, yeah, let's think about the next step for my career when I'm still coaching the playoffs. He couldn't interview yet. They just implemented a rule just a week ago that you can coach or interview while you're still in the playoffs. But anyway, Sirianni, right away, you see that commitment from him. It happened last year as well. He was offered a coaching position for an interview, and he said, let me get out of the playoffs first. So that was my first impression. I really like that, but I think he's going to be a great candidate.
Let's stay with Nick for a moment. Again, as I mentioned earlier, he was the offensive coordinator for several years with the Indianapolis Colts. He worked under Frank Reich. Frank Reich was a great offensive coordinator during his time, with the Eagles. And we know that Carson Wentz had a great, still does have a great relationship with Frank Reich. Do you think a lot of the things that Coach Sirianni learned under Frank Reich will carry over to Philly and will make Carson Wentz that player that we saw in the 2017, that MVP caliber season that he had?
Yeah, I definitely do. I don't think it's all going to come from Frank, because Sirianni has experience with quarterbacks. He was a quarterback and wide receivers coach with the Chargers years ago, and then with the Colts, he worked with their quarterback. So already he has experience himself, but being around Frank Reich and that Colts offensive coaching staff, I think he learned a lot and can bring a lot to the table. And Frank even said himself a week or two ago, the Eagles talked to him about the hiring. He said, he's a great candidate. You should definitely hire him. He gave the approval. So you know that he's going to be someone that they want from the same coaching mindset that Frank brought to the table in 2017, because you could tell right after he left in 2018 to take that head coaching job with the Colts, the Eagles offense just hasn't been the same ever since.
Let's stay with the head coaching carousel for a moment. So Nick Sirianni is hired as the head coach of the Eagles, and that audio bit that I played at the beginning of the program, some Eagles fans were happy about the hiring. Others were not happy about the hiring. One person mentioned in the audio about Deuce Daly, the longtime running backs coach for the Eagles. Why wasn't he considered as a candidate for the job?
I think he was definitely considered. I mean, he interviewed. I think he had two interviews. They said it went well. I agree. I am kind of frustrated with how they've handled it, because he was up for head coach in 2016, didn't get it, which I understand. He was a lot younger then, less experienced. And then in 2018, he was up for the offensive coordinator position after Frank Reich left, and everybody thought that he didn't get it. Well, it just came out a couple of weeks ago that he actually declined the offensive coordinator position because it wouldn't give him play calling abilities. So that's why he got promoted to assistant head coach. So the past few years, I've been thinking that Deuce has been very disrespected. Turns out he just didn't want the job. He didn't want it because it didn't come with play calling abilities. And I get that. I think Doug Peterson would have been a better play calling than Deuce Daly. But I think the problem with hiring Deuce Daly, I think he's a great candidate. He would make a great coach. Players love him. But the problem with him is he's only coached with the Eagles. He's been with the Eagles for about 10 years. So who would he bring in? You're seeing now Sirianni is bringing in a new defensive coordinator, a new offensive coordinator, guys he's worked with before. Deuce Daly, we don't know the kind of connections he would have because he's never coached anywhere else. So that's the only problem I would have. And if the Eagles want to get a revamped offense, why would you hire somebody that's been on the staff for 10 years and, part of the problem? So I think he definitely would have been a great guy for the job. I just think if the Eagles want to take it to the next level, you got to look on the outside.
Speaking of looking on the outside, Eric Bieniemy has been the hottest head coaching candidate for the last several years. What happened with the Eagles and Eric Bieniemy?
Yeah, I thought he would be a highly touted candidate. It seems like the Texans are all over him and Leslie Frazier right now for the last open spot in the NFL. But Bieniemy, they offered him an interview last week, and he said, I'm going to focus, similar to what Sirianni said, so I'm going to focus on the Chiefs right now. So it put the Eagles in a very tricky situation where he wasn't going to interview until after now the Super Bowl, when the Chiefs are going to be eliminated. After 2 weeks. So in that time process, they might have missed out on another head coach that went to the Texans. So they had to act quickly because Bieniemy wasn't going to accept an interview quite yet or make a decision quite yet. Hopefully he gets the job for the Texans. I think he's a fantastic head coach, or will make a fantastic head coach. It just never really clicked between the two of them. Don't really understand why other teams haven't been interested. But hopefully he finally gets the call this year.
I hope so, too. Eric Bieniemy is one of the top – has been one of the top offensive coordinators and play callers in the league for the last several years. Now, he's definitely deserving of a head coaching job. So Nick Sirianni is the head coach of the Philadelphia Eagles, and now he's got another big situation that he has to deal with, just like with a lot of head coaches in the NFL, and that's their quarterbacks. So it was a unique quarterback situation last year for the Eagles that Doug Peterson had to handle. Now it's Nick Sirianni's job now, and Nick has got to deal with Carson Wentz and Jalen Hurts. Carson Wentz, of course, is under contract. He got the big contract extension just a few years ago, but Jalen Hurts showed a lot of promise towards the end of the season. We know that Carson most likely is going to be the man going into 2021, but how do you think Coach Sirianni is going to approach this quarterback situation? Is he going to go all the way with Carson, or is he going to kind of do similar to what they did in New Orleans the last several years with the Drew Brees and a Taysom Hill type of situation?
I think you have to go all in, because Carson Wentz, how mentally fractured he's been the past few years, I think it would be even more detrimental if you said, hey, I'm a new head coach, because Carson's not going to trust the guy the first year. He doesn't know anything about him. He hasn't worked with him yet. So for Nick to go to him and say, hey, you're the guy, you're number one, but I'm still going to keep Jalen Hurts, that's going to mean nothing to Carson Wentz, because he's going to think, all right, that's what I was told last year, and I was benched for the last five games. So I think if Nick Sirianni, if he wants to commit to Carson Wentz, Jalen Hurts has to leave. And that's not the decision I want to make, because I think Jalen Hurts is going to be a great quarterback wherever he plays. I don't see it as a future Eagles quarterback. But, you know, they just drafted him in the second round last year, so you're kind of wasting that draft pick. Hopefully you can recoup a second or at least a third. But you can't keep both of them on the roster, because if Carson Wentz starts to struggle – he's going to keep looking over his shoulder and keep struggling like we saw in 2020. You got to commit to one, and it's going to be like all or nothing. Go big or go home, because if Carson Wentz returns to form, great. You got your next quarterback for the next, you know, 5-10 years. If he doesn't play well, then you're back to square one. You lost Jalen Hurts. Now you have to get rid of Carson Wentz and draft another quarterback. So it's a tough decision, but I think you have to go all in.
Yeah, that sounds like a tough – it's always a tough situation in the NFL, especially with a talent, a promising talent like Carson was. But, man, Jalen Hurts, wow, he showed up towards the end of the year last year. So definitely definitely difficult decisions Nick has on his hands with the quarterback situation in Philly. So let's stay with now – I know we're a little ahead of the game, but let's just kind of preview, if you can, the 2021 Eagles situation. So – there's already the quarterback situation that we have looming with Carson Wentz and Jalen Hurts. And I know Jeffrey Lurie and Howie Roseman, they've got tough decisions to make as far with their team is concerned. I know linebackers and the defensive back positions, the Eagles were slaughtered last year in terms of injuries. Wide receivers, they had injuries with DeSean Jackson. Alshon Jeffrey was out a good portion of the year. So where do the Eagles go in 2021? What positions do you feel that Jeffrey Lurie and Howie Roseman need to make in the draft and in free agency?
Yeah, so first of all, Eagles are in cap hell right now. They're going to be about $40 to $50 million over the cap in 2021, after we see that figure, every team's cap space, because they're in such a bad situation, they have to get rid of players in free agency, not bring them in. So I don't think they're going to bring in any top players. And it's tough, because we're seeing good talent come out this year in free agency, like Allen Robinson. That would be a fantastic wide receiver to add. But frankly, the Eagles just don't have the money or resources to do that right now. So they have to hit in the draft, and they haven't done that in years. 16 was their last good draft in recent history. So you have to hit on almost every pick, and they don't have to be contributors year one, but you want to make sure that your rounds 1 through 4 are going to be starters eventually. And it starts with round one. You got pick number 6, and it's kind of hard to mess that up. Right now in round one, I would say you have to go wide receiver or cornerback, because as you said, the secondary was awful last year, very injured. You have some great corners with Patrick Surtain and Caleb Farley coming out, and then wide receiver as well. Not a huge need for the Eagles. I think Jalen Reagor will be developed pretty well. The Eagles don't use their wide receivers a whole lot because they love running that 12 personnel, 2 tight ends on the field. But if you can add another playmaker, Ja'Marr Chase or Devontae Smith, that would just be so helpful to Carson Wentz and the Eagles offense, especially if Zach Ertz leaves.
Let's stay with, you mentioned a gentleman that I was going to bring up next at the tight end position. Zach Ertz was hurt a good majority of the 2020 season, but Dallas Goedert came in and had some great games. What does the future hold for Zach Ertz? I mean, he had a very emotional press conference at the end of the regular season finale against the Washington football team, and he thanked the fans of Philadelphia, thanked the city of Philadelphia and the Eagles fans. It was very emotional, and Zach Ertz was the security blanket for Carson Wentz throughout much of his young career. Will the Eagles bring Zach Ertz back in 2021?
Man, I'd love to have him back. Zach Ertz is just one of those fan favorites you want to see play for his entire career with one team. However, you know, Zach Ertz is still under contract for one more year. Turns out, you know, he's not happy with the situation. He wants more money. We saw that last offseason. I would imagine if the Eagles plan on keeping him around, he's probably going to hold out in training camp to try to get some more money. But, you know, it's difficult right now to try to put some more money, especially in the tight end position. I know the Eagles use it a lot, but you have a great tight end waiting in the wings with Dallas Goedert, a lot younger, a lot cheaper. So to invest a lot of more money into Zach Ertz, who's already in his 30s, I mean, that would be – I don't think that's a smart move for the Eagles front office. I don't think it's a smart move as their team. So as much as I would love to see Zach Ertz return, I think you've got to cut ties with him, take the loss on the cap, and just try to get something out of him. It will be sad to see him go. However, they're in a position right now where you have to, you know, see what you have in Dallas Goedert, give him one more year until he has to be extended. And then, you know, granted, if Zach Ertz leaves, you still have to replace the tight end position. Zach Ertz is going to be a major loss no matter how bad he was in 2020. So I think in the first four or five rounds, you're going to see a tight end be drafted if Zach Ertz leaves.
Yeah, that's always tough, man. I mean, Zach Ertz has been so durable. You talk about the tight ends in the league with Travis Kelce and Rob Gronkowski, and also you could put Jared Cook in the mix. And, of course, you can't forget about Zach Ertz, man. He's definitely one of the best. And definitely, I'm like you. I hope he stays in Eagle for a long time. He definitely brings such a wonderful element to that roster. You mentioned about defensive backs and wide receivers. DeSean Jackson has clearly been one of my favorite receivers in the league for a long time. What do you think? I know he's under contract for 2021. What does the future hold for him?
Yeah, it's another tough decision because he's someone you want to see after you trade for him last or 2 years ago. You want to see him retire an Eagle, and I think he ended. I don't think he returns. I think he ended his Eagles career on a very high note with that big touchdown pass from Jalen Hurts towards the end of the season there. However, you know, you're going to lose some money if you get rid of him. He's going to have some dead cap. But I think just the way the Eagles need to progress as a team, they need to get rid of these older players. Yes, he can make an impact. He's been hurt the past 2 years very often. You see when he's healthy, he can make a big impact on the game as a speed receiver. But, you know, the Eagles are trying to rebuild, and it makes no sense keeping an older receiver that can't stay on the football field. If you have an opportunity to get rid of him or trade him, I feel like you have to do that no matter how sad it would be. But, you know, the Eagles have played this emotional football game for so long. They keep bringing back Jason Peters. They kept bringing back Darren Sproles. You know, they bring back Darren Sproles to their front office staff. They love holding on to these players for as long as possible, but that's not winning them football games. You can't, you know, use nostalgia to try to keep the entire group together for years and years. You got to cut ties and, you know, think to the draft who can replace him as a speed receiver.
Rightfully so. And speaking of holding on, the Eagles, two of their premier offensive linemen have been with the team for a while. That's Jason Peters and Jason Kelce. Peters had several injuries last year, but Jason Kelce was the only healthy offensive lineman on that squad. So I've got to ask you, Matt, what does the future hold for Jason, both Kelce and Peters, as well as the rest of the Eagles offensive line?
Yeah, so Peters, I'll just go from left to right. Peters came out and said he wants to play one more year. I don't understand how that man keeps going, but he wants to play another year. He said he understands that the Eagles probably won't be interested, so he's probably going to try to, you know, take his talents elsewhere to another team. I think him playing right guard a good amount for the Eagles this year will help him a lot. It'll show teams that he has some value at both tackle and guard, because we saw last summer he didn't have any interest from any teams until the Eagles came calling again. So that will definitely help him and his chances next year. I think he should definitely retire as an Eagle. That's just me saying that as a fan, but he's a first ballot Hall of Famer at left tackle. You know, you got to make sure that he stays with, you know, I was just at the Hall of Fame a couple of weeks ago to, you know, walk around and see it again. Haven't been in a while, and it's so painful to see these players you remember from one team, and then on their Hall of Fame plaque, it has another team right at the end. Like, I feel like it just ruins their legacy a little bit. Like, you always want them to be with one team. Going to left guard, Isaac Seumalo, he's going to be back. He's under a great contract. The Eagles signed him at the right time. Jason Kelsey, I feel like he's been contemplating retirement for the past 2 years. I feel like this is the year that he finally does it. So they have to draft center pretty high. Right guard, Brandon Brooks, is coming back from injury, but you have to consider drafting a replacement for him pretty high. Hopefully, you know, somebody that's already on the roster can step up. We saw some promise from a few players already, like Jack Driscoll, but Brandon Brooks has been hurt with significant injuries the past 3 years. And then Lane Johnson, the bookend on the right tackle, he's been injured as well quite a bit, most recently the ankle injury. And so I think Lane Johnson, he's one of the best tackles in the league when healthy. But, you know, if you have a chance to take a tackle, they still have Jordan Mailata, who's probably going to be the future left tackle, and Andre Diller, their first-round pick in 2019. I'm sorry. He hasn't seen the field much at all towards ACL this year. So hopefully he can step in and be the right tackle if Lane Johnson goes as a cap casualty or they just trade him.
All right, and then finally, defensive line. We know Fletcher Cox has been really the all-world, all-pro defensive lineman, and he had a solid year last year but was hurt towards the end of the regular season. So you have Fletcher Cox followed by Brandon Graham, who was a Pro Bowler this year, and then you have Derek Barnett and then Malik Jackson. What is 2021 looking like for the Eagles' defensive line?
Yeah, I think Derek Barnett's going to be the easiest cut that they make. He did step up quite a bit this past year, but he's under that fifth-year option, which is fully guaranteed. So when the Eagles cut him, they get a free, what is it, like $10, $15 million. So that's going to be huge cap relief for them. That's going to be easy decision for Howie Roseman to make, in my opinion. Josh Sweat, really been impressed with him at defensive end. I think he definitely stepped up in a big way this season, last season as well. So Brandon Graham, he only has a couple years left in his career. Josh Sweat needs to be the premier guy going forward, but there's not a whole lot of depth at the defensive end position. Defensive tackle is very good, set up very well for the future. Defensive end, they definitely need some help. Hopefully they can. And as we keep talking, we see many, many holes in this Eagles team. We need help on offensive line, defensive line, wide receiver, corner. So it shows how important it is to hit on these draft picks, because you can make an argument for plenty of players that need to be taken both round one, round two, and round three. But frankly, they need a lot more picks than that.
All right, and then that's, again, that's Matt Loopy giving us the ins and outs on the firing of Doug Peterson, the hiring of Nick Sirianni, of course, the Eagles quarterback situation, and looking ahead to a 2021 Eagles season. All right, Matt, thank you so much once again for taking time out of your busy schedule to be with us on the program. Tell everybody what you do as the host of the Birds Banter podcast.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you for having me. So as I said, I'm the host of the Birds Banter podcast, cover all Philadelphia Eagles content with podcasts every single Wednesday. And then recently I've been doing a little bit of draft reviews. I'm going to be doing them all throughout the offseason until the draft, going over some film of these draft prospects. So far it was on Jamar Chase and cornerback Caleb Farley. So make sure you check out Birds Banter on YouTube to learn about some of your favorite prospects in the draft.
Awesome to hear. Now, again, before we let you go, tell everybody where they can find you on social media and as well as Birds Banter podcast and any websites. You can let them know that as well.
Sure thing. So my Twitter is Matt_Loopy, L-U-P-I, and then Birds Banter. You can find us Birds Banter on Twitter and Birds Banter PHL on Instagram. Always provide Eagles content for both of those. And then Matt_Loopy is more for Eagles content and then NFL content as well. So if you're just a fan of the game, I got you covered for all that content there.
awesome. And you heard it from him. He is Matt Loopy. He is the host of the Birds Banter podcast. It's dedicated to all things Philadelphia Eagles. Any content you want to know about the green and white, he's got you covered. As he said, he's going to be covering all of the pre-draft information going up until April with the NFL draft. Matt, thank you so much once again. If ever you want to come back on, just feel free to let us know.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me again. I had a good time.
Same here, man. Same here. We'll be back with more right after this.
All right. Let's be honest. There's only one Nick that people in this town know and love, and that's Nick Foles. Maybe even Jolly St. Nick, and that's debatable at best. But here comes Nick Sirianni. CBS3's Kimberly Davis has fan reaction to the news.
You can get a little bit more.
The long wait is over. CBS3 has confirmed the Philadelphia Eagles are set to hire Nick Sirianni as their new head coach.
I like it. A lot of people are saying they don't like him, but I think it was a good move.
15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
Is that Shakespeare?
Nope, it's Geico.
Yeah, that's Shakespeare from one of his unpublished works. Oh, it be not for awakening. Nay, giveth thou the berries. For 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
Nope, it's from Geico, because they help save people money.
Well, I hate to break it to you, but Geico got it from Shakespeare.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
Is that Shakespeare?
Nope, it's Geico.
Yeah, that's Shakespeare from one of his unpublished works. Oh, it be not for awakening. Nay, giveth thou the berries. For 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
Nope, it's from Geico, because they help save people money.
Well, I hate to break it to you, but Geico got it from Shakespeare.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
The sweet aromas of the apple fritter, cinnamon roll, and blueberry muffin are hard to resist. So making it home without reaching in your McDonald's bag is no easy task. But nothing worth doing is easy. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
At participating McDonald's.
You might not think that a few simple words could make you crave McDonald's breakfast sandwiches. But if you listen closely to the sound of me saying McGriddles, McMuffin, you might be wrong. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
When you walk through our doors, you come in search of extraordinary care, strength, and compassion. At Baton Rouge General, we guide you toward brighter days ahead. From the moments you never expected, to the days that feel like new beginnings. With Baton Rouge General by your side, it's a brand new day, because we're always here for you through it all. Baton Rouge General, brgeneral.org. Someday.
Electrical pros, the Home Depot can help you put safety first with a 4-pack of Kidde FireX hardwire smoke detectors for just $39.97. Order these interconnected smoke alarms online and you put safety first. And that's followed by $10 savings on each pack, free delivery, and peace of mind knowing you got the right brand for fire safety. See? Put safety first and everything else follows when you order a 4-pack of Kidde smoke detectors for just $39.97. Only at the Home Depot. How doers get more done. U.S. only.
Good afternoon. Would you like to try a free sample of our double fudge brownie?
Oh, sure. That's very good. I'll just take one more, just to be sure. Yep, still very good.
Some things never change, like never being able to take just one free sample. And Geico saving folks lots of money on their car insurance.
Is that macadamia nut I taste? Let me take one more.
Sir,
Yeah. I thought so.
15 minutes could save you 15% or more. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
Is that Shakespeare?
Nope, it's Geico.
That's Shakespeare from one of his unpublished works. Oh, it be not for awakening. Nay, giveth thou the berries. For 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
Nope, it's from Geico, because they help save people money.
Well, I hate to break it to you, but Geico got it from Shakespeare.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
One up your brushing with the Philips One by Sonicare, an ultra-portable electric toothbrush with a built-in smart timer. With micro-vibrations and contour bristles, it cleans your teeth gently and keeps your smile bright. So find the right one, or two, or three for you today at Target.
The sweet aromas of the apple fritter, cinnamon roll, and blueberry muffin are hard to resist. So making it home without reaching in your McDonald's bag is no easy task. But nothing worth doing is easy. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
At participating McDonald's.
Hello?
Hello, Mr. Crane. I'm calling about today's appointment. The tree is scheduled to fall on your RV at 2:14 today.
Any way we can reschedule? We're really enjoying our trip.
Oh, I'm sorry, but that's our only opening.
Can it just be a little tree?
Let me check. No, sorry. Our file says it's a huge one.
RV owners can't schedule when things go wrong on the road. That's why there's Progressive, a leader in RV insurance.
Is it 2:14 p.m. or a.m.?
You know, I'm not sure. Can I put you on a brief hold?
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Good afternoon. Would you like to try a free sample of our double fudge brownie?
Oh, sure. That's very good. I'll just take one more, just to be sure. Yep, still very good.
Some things never change. Like never being able to take just one free sample. And Geico saving folks lots of money on their car insurance.
Is that macadamia nut I taste? Let me take one more.
Sir.
Yeah. I thought so.
15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
Good afternoon. Would you like to try a free sample of our double fudge brownie?
Oh, sure. That's very good. I'll just take one more, just to be sure. Yep, still very good.
Some things never change. Like never being able to take just one free sample. And Geico saving folks lots of money on their car insurance.
Is that macadamia nut I taste? Let me take one more.
Sir.
Yeah, I thought so.
15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
Good afternoon. Would you like to try a free sample of our double fudge brownie?
Oh, sure. That's very good. I'll just take one more, just to be sure. Yep, still very good.
Some things never change. Like never being able to take just one free sample. And Geico saving folks lots of money on their car insurance.
Is that macadamia nut I taste? Let me take one more.
Sir.
Yeah, I thought so.
15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
Once again, I'd like to send a big special thank you to Matt Luby, the host of the Birds Banter podcast and a contributor to Eagles Nation. The podcast and the website is dedicated to all things content related to the Philadelphia Eagles. Check them out, man. This stuff is really good. And that's going to do it for another exciting edition of The Robinson Show. I'm your host, Ed Robinson. And remember, put God first in everything you do, and you can't go wrong. Until next time, stick to the script. I'm out. Peace.
Good afternoon. Would you like to try a free sample of our double fudge brownie?
Oh, sure. That's very good. I'll just take one more, just to be sure. Yep, still very good.
Some things never change. Like never being able to take just one free sample. And Geico saving folks lots of money on their car insurance.
Is that macadamia nut I taste? Let me take one more.
Sir.
Yeah. I thought so.
15 minutes could save you 15% or more. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
Is that Shakespeare?
Nope, it's Geico.
Yeah. That's Shakespeare from one of his unpublished works. Oh, it be not for awakening. Nay, giveth thou the berries. For 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
Nope, it's from Geico, because they help save people money.
Well, I hate to break it to you, but Geico got it from Shakespeare.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
Make getting a great night's sleep your New Year's resolution with Mattress Firm's year-end sale. Hurry in for savings of up to $300 on our top-rated brands like Sealy. Plus, get a free adjustable base when you spend $699 on Sealy. Or save 50% on select mattresses from Sealy and get a queen mattress for just $299.99. Don't wait. Shop in-store, online, or by phone with a sleep expert for these amazing deals. Only at Mattress Firm. Offer valid with qualifying purchase. Restrictions apply. Valid at participating locations only. For offer details, visit mattressfirm.com/sale.
15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
Is that Shakespeare?
Nope. It's Geico.
Yeah. That's Shakespeare from one of his unpublished works. Oh, it be not for awakening. Nay, giveth thou the berries. For 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
Nope, it's from Geico, because they help save people money.
Well, I hate to break it to you, but Geico got it from Shakespeare.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
Is that Shakespeare?
Nope, it's Geico.
Yeah, that's Shakespeare from one of his unpublished works. Oh, it be not for awakening. Nay, giveth thou the berries. For 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
No, it's from Geico, because they help save people money.
Well, I hate to break it to you, but Geico got it from Shakespeare.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
To show you how easy it is to file a claim with Geico, we hired fitness celebrity Billy Blanks.
Okay, everybody, our car just got a broken windshield. How about we blow off some steam? Now punch, now kick.
Mr. Blanks, there's no need to be stressed. Geico makes it easy to file a claim online, on the app, or over the phone.
Yeah, but what if I never hear back? That's going to make me want to go jab and jab.
Nope. Your Geico claims team is always there for you.
Okay, do I still get my post-workout protein shake?
Sure, Billy. Geico, great service without all the drama.